The Rolling English Road by G.K. Chesterton. Before the Roman came to Rye or out to Severn Strode, the rolling English drunkard made the rolling English road. A reeling road, a rolling road that rambles round the shire, and after him the person rang, the sexton and the squire. A merry road, a mazy road, and such as we did tread the night we went to Birmingham by way of Beachy Head. I knew no harm of Bonaparte and plenty of the squire, and for the fight the Frenchmen I did not much desire. But I did bash their baggonets because they came arrayed to straighten out the crooked road an English drunkard made. Where you and I went down the lane with ale mugs in our hands, the night we went to Glastonbury by way of Goodwin Sands. His sins they were forgiven him, or why do flowers run behind him, and the hedges all strengthening in the sun? The wild thing went from left to right and knew not which was which, but the wild rose was above him when they found him in the ditch. God pardon us, nor harden us, we did not see so clear the night we went to Bannockburn by way of Brighton Pier. My friends, we will not go again or ape an ancient rage, or stretch the folly of our youth to be the shame of age. But walk with clearer eyes and ears this path that wandereth, and see undrugged in evening light the decent inn of death. For there is good news yet to hear and fine things to be seen before we go to paradise by way of Kensal Green.
The Strange Music by G.K. Chesterton. Other loves may sink and settle, other loves may loose and slack, but I wander like a minstrel with a harp upon my back. Though the harp be on my bosom, though I finger and I fret, still my hope is all before me, for I cannot play it yet. In your strings is hid a music that no hand hath e'er let fall. In your soul is sealed a pleasure that you have not known at all. Pleasure subtle as your spirit, strange and slender as your frame, fiercer than the pain that folds you, softer than your sorrow's name. Not as mine, my soul's anointed, not as mine the rude and light easy mirth of many faces, swaggering pride of song and fight. Something stranger, something sweeter, something waiting you afar, secret as your stricken senses, magic as your sorrows are. But on this, God's harp supernal, stretched but to be stricken once, hoary time is a beginner, life a bungler, death a dunce. But I will not fear to match them. No, by God, I will not fear. I will learn you. I will play you. And the stars stand still to hear.
Extracts from the Ballad of the White Horse by G.K. Chesterton. Dedication, an extract. Of great limbs gone to chaos, a great face turned to night, why bend above a shapeless shroud, seeking in such archaic cloud sight of strong lords and light? Where seven sunken Englands lie buried one by one, why should one idle spade, I wonder, shake up the dust of thanes like thunder to smoke and choke the sun? In cloud of clay so cast to heaven, what shape shall man discern? These lords may light the mystery of mastery or victory, and these ride high in history, but these shall not return.